Okay, just one halakha on the laws of Pesach. Maran in Siman Taf Sammich Tet. Halakha Aleph. Asur lomar al shum behema. Ben chaya ben shechuta basar ze la Pesach. It is forbidden to say to about an animal, whether it's alive or whether it's slaughtered, to say that this meat is for Pesach. Again, we're not saying that he's saying it's for Korban Pesach. That certainly is asur. That you're never allowed to do. But we're saying over here that you're not allowed to even say this basar is for Pesach, because it looks like you're sanctifying it for the Korban, and now it looks like you're eating the Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. If a person wants to say anything, he doesn't have to say anything, but if he wants to say something, he can say basar ze li yom tov. This basar is for Yom Tov. Now, the poskim discuss, actually a sefer called Netag Gavriel. He says you should also be makpid not to write basar la Pesach, which means could be like in some of the stores that are selling meat. They shouldn't write that, you know, on a sign outside the store trying to get customers, you know, basar la Pesach. They shouldn't even write it down. Furthermore, the poskim say that one should be careful not to do this by fish or chicken as well. Not to say that it is la Pesach. Furthermore, the halakha does say that wheat would be permissible. Like the Gemara said in Pesachim, if a person wants to take wheat and say, Hitim elu la Pesach, it's okay, because we can assume that he just means that he wants to protect it from hametz. Meaning it's for Pesach, meaning he wants to treat it with the severity of Shemirah, of protection. But when it comes to food stuff, specifically meat, and even according to the Mahmirim, let's say, like we said, fish and chicken, one should be careful not to verbalize it, and even according to some poskim, not to write Basar Zeh Pesach.